This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't know if you saw that video clip that made the rounds last week. Senator Elizabeth Warren taking J.P. Morgan's CEO Jamie Dimon to task over the $1.5 billion his bank made in overdraft fees last year. Warren asked if Dimon would give those fees back. Dimon said no. But the online bank Ally said today, you know what? We suspended overdraft fees during the pandemic, and now we are going to do away with them entirely. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that story.
Banks make a lot of money off of overdraft fees. Last year, $12 billion. But a lot of them temporarily stopped charging those fees during the pandemic. When Ally did,
we learned a lot from that experience.
Diane Moray is president of consumer and commercial banking at Ally.
Less than 1% of Ally's deposit customers experience this fee. But for that population, it's impactful.
And Moray says,
we looked at this fee and saw that it really disproportionately impacted Black and Latino households.
That is true in general, not just at Ally. And Rebecca Borne at the Center for Responsible Lending says people who pay overdraft fees most often tend to have low incomes and balances of $350 on average.
So we're talking about individuals who are struggling month in and month out to keep their account balances positive.
While banks make billions on these fees, Maya Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates says it's a drop in the bucket for most of them.
The globally systemically important banks also have economies of scale that very much would allow them to reduce, at least, if not fully eliminate, the overdraft fees, and it would barely affect their quarter-to-quarter earnings.
At Ally, overdraft fees made up less than 1% of revenue. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.